Dr. Mitchell, as we advance as a society where technology just really gets faster and faster and faster, what does that do to the individual? Does he lose control over what's going on?
Well, to a certain extent. But what it really forces us is to become better educated, very knowledgeable, better able to use the technologies. But there's really a deeper issue here, George. The deeper issue is we have always, unfortunately, tended to use our genius and technologies for our detriment rather than our betterment always.
True.
We end up creating more weapons of destruction to kill ourselves with and others. And to me, that's something we've got to learn how not to do. We have to evolve along our value system, along with the genius of our technologies. And that is a message I've worked on all of this time. And it seems to be rooted in my opinion, rooted in the transcendent experience, which I believe is the root of all religion. And it's what happened to some of us in space when you start to see this planet from a different perspective. And to me, that's the message we have to concentrate on here.
You know, it would be
nice. We do not have a sustainable civilization, and we're rapidly running ourselves into the ground, and we've got to correct that.
That's true. It's too bad we can't take everyone into space to see what you saw, because I think they'd all come back with a different perspective.
That is one of the things most of us said, if we could have our leadership, our governmental, national leadership of all nations, have a summit meeting in space, we might have quite a different society on Earth.
Yeah, that's so true. So true indeed. You, in your early days of developing a model for consciousness, you called it a dyadic model?
Well, it's a model, yes. It's a model that I worked out, and I think it gives us a basis for a cosmology. And it's essentially one, and it's a very simple idea, but it seems to work very well. It is that almost 400 years ago, the Cartesian model, due to René Descartes, essentially said body, mind, physicality, spirituality, are of two different realms, the natural, the supernatural. And quantum mechanics has helped us see that's really not so, that if we look at it from the point of view of energy, that frozen energy we call matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's condensed, this little stuff we call matter. Patterns of energy we call information. And so here is the same thing, energy, which we look at it in two different ways. And we can also say that we exist because we have matter, but we know because we can process information. So existing and knowing are very fundamental characteristics of ourselves and the universe that we live in. It knows itself. And if we use that as a basis for asking the question, who are we, how do we get here, we are doing a pretty good job of creating a quantum cosmology around that that seems to explain most of how we are.
When you were in space, to you personally, what was the most profound thing that you witnessed?
Just what we're talking about. Perceiving the universe and ourselves and trying to see it in a new perspective. Let me state it in as simple possible terms. Every generation throughout recorded history, all time, humans have asked the question, who are we? How did we get here? And where's all this going? What's this all about? How do I fit into my environment? And now that we're a spacefaring civilization, get out of our planet, look at ourselves like getting out of the trees to look at the forest, we need to re-ask that question again. And that's what I spent a lifetime doing. Now that I've come back.